We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Thursday, June 1st. And we'll get our full weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. But we do have chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and tomorrow. After sailing through the House of Representatives on a bipartisan vote, the debt ceiling and budget cuts package now goes to the U.S. Senate. U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, says the debt limit package will move forward.
We've got a lot of work to do. This bill is going to get through so all the markets can settle down. This bill is going to get through, but I'm not at all satisfied that we are where we need to be. We can't just keep kicking this can down the road.
Senator Marshall appearing on Fox Business's Mornings with Maria. The new I-135 ramp opened up yesterday, connecting to I-235 in North Wichita at the North Junction. Kansas Department of Transportation engineer Nick Squires says the $13.5 million bridge is designed to reduce congestion and improve safety.
I hope easier commuting wherever they're going, home, and also safety as it improves the geometrics of this location. They're starting to work down at 96 with removing some of the ramps and the bridges, working on the bridges over the railroad, and just starting the beginning phases of that.
And he adds this project has been in the works since the late 1990s. Vandals set fires at Wichita's Ailey Pool, which is now closed for repairs. This happened before 1 in the morning yesterday in the 1800 block of South Seneca. Vandals entered the pool area by cutting the gate with a grinder. Damage estimated at $53,000. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple says it's disappointing to see the damage.
I hope easier commuting wherever they're going, home.
A hit on the confidence that families have and be able to take advantage of these assets that they paid for, that we've all paid for if you live in the city of Wichita. And to watch just the result of some really bad actors and how that's going to have a ripple effect, not just on our budget, but also on our kids, it's just terrible.
Every Wichita public pool has suffered vandalism damage during the past year. This fire damaged a half a dozen sunshades and about 30 pool chairs. So far, no arrests have been made. There are media reports that Justice Department prosecutors have obtained an audio recording of former President Donald Trump from after he left office, in which he talks about holding on to a classified document related to a potential attack on Iran. CNN first reported that Trump suggested on the recording that he wanted to share with others information from the document, but that he knew there were limitations about his ability to declassify records after he left office. The comments on the recording were made 2 years ago at his golf club in New Jersey. The list of candidates running for mayor of Wichita has increased. City Council member Brian Fry and current mayor Brandon Whipple both filed to run yesterday. Lily Wu filed last week. Other candidates include Julie Stroud, Anthony Gallardo, Celeste Resetz, Tom Kane, Sheila Davis, and Jared Cirillo. Today is the deadline to file to run for mayor. A Wichita man has been charged with murder. 24-year-old Angel Lara has been charged with the murder of 31-year-old Chance Martin, also of Wichita. Police say that Martin had gotten into a fight with Lara and another person that led to Lara allegedly pulling out a gun and shooting Martin. That happened last month. Lara is out of jail on a $150,000 bond, and his next court date will be coming up in a couple weeks. Should you take evacuation warnings seriously when you're in a hurricane zone? And NASA trying to figure out what's going on with UFOs or UAPs or whatever they're calling them now. And, of course, our full weather forecast is coming up as well with rain in the forecast. KNSS News Time is 6:04. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today marks the beginning of the Atlantic hurricane season. A survey shows some people just don't take it seriously.
AAA's annual hurricane survey shows one in four Floridians would ignore evacuation warnings. Spokesman Mark Jenkins says after Hurricane Ian devastated the Fort Myers area last year, he expected more people to say they would heed the warnings. Among the reasons people would stay, 40% want to be there to fix any damage, 30% said they can't bring their pets or have no safe option for them, and 22% believe the storm will change course. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
NASA looking at better ways to collect data on UFOs.
We call them UFOs. NASA calls them Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, or UAP. The space agency held a public meeting to help scientists determine the best way to collect data on these mysterious objects. Here's Daniel Evans with NASA's Science Mission Directorate.
The primary objective of this incredible team of experts is not to go back and look at grainy footage of UAPs, but rather to give us a roadmap to guide us for future analysis.
NASA hopes this public hearing will reduce the stigma associated with reporting UAPs. In Atlanta, Jonathan Siri, Fox News.
It's 6:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Interesting in traffic because the weather is kind of the situation out there, but it's really not all that terrible. We've had some spotty showers in the North Wichita area, north of Wichita, kind of between here and Newton. And then we've got a bigger patch of some weather coming in from the west. And so right now in Cheney, maybe even in Goddard, you're getting some rain that goes all the way back to, say, Kingman or so. And so that's headed this direction. But right now, traffic conditions specifically in the Wichita area, for the most part, looking good. But we do have some wet roadways coming pretty soon here. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast here on the first day of June with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The first of several disturbances are now moving into south-central Kansas. We are already seeing some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms develop. A better chance of rain into the afternoon with a high 81. Another system arrives tonight. Showers and a few storms, our low 66. Rain off and on during the day Friday with a high 84. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy. We have a breeze out of the south. It is 69 degrees here on this Thursday morning. Rain in the forecast. 6:12 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday morning. Sean Diddy Combs is suing spirits company Diageo, saying that it treated his vodka and tequila brands as inferior urban products. His lawsuit says Diageo North America failed to invest in his Chirac and De Leon brands, even as it showered attention on other celebrity brands. Combs says Diageo leadership told him his brands would be limited to urban neighborhoods, in part because of his race. Combs also says that some Diageo leaders resented him for making too much money. Combs has worked with the company for the past 16 years. Diageo says in a statement, it's a business dispute. The company is saddened that Mr. Combs has chosen to recast this matter as anything other than that.
Huh. Mm. First time I've heard that name in the news in a while. Been a while since we've had a P. Diddy story going, mm-hmm. So yeah.
Here's another one. The first batch of the remaining stock of Yeezy sneakers went on sale yesterday.
Oh.
First time Adidas has sold Yeezys since October.
Fantastic.
When it cut ties with Yeezy creator Ye, formerly known as Kanye West,
right,
for anti-Semitic comments. Adidas said last month, selling the shoes and donating a significant amount to anti-hate groups is the best solution. The shoes for sale include designs that had already existed, as well as ones that were set to be released this year.
Donating a, quote, specific amount?
That's all they said.
So not necessarily all of it.
That doesn't sound like it.
Oh, so the best thing we can do is to turn a profit on this and then, you know, give a little money here and there to some charities and call it good. All right, yeah. That sounds about like a... That sounds like a corporate solution. It really does.
Well, the sneakers are sitting in a warehouse, and they can't make money doing that, so they have to figure out a way to move product.
I don't know. You could always give some of the profit to the people that, you know, stitched the shoes together, maybe. No, that won't be happening either.
Canada will soon become the first country in the world where warning labels must appear on individual cigarettes. Move first announced by Health Canada last year. The mental health and addictions minister says the bold step aims to help people kick the habit by making health warning messages virtually unavoidable. The wording will appear in English and French, warning smokers about harming children, damaging organs, and causing impotence and leukemia. One of the messages says smoking is, quote, poison in every puff. Health Canada says tobacco use still kills about 48,000 Canadians every year. The labels are aimed at reducing smoking to fewer than 5% of the population.
It's nice that they're not leaving out the Quebecois.
KNSS News Time is 6:15 with Steve and Ted. A new study says Earth has pushed past 7 out of 8 scientifically established safety limits and into the danger zone, not just for an overheating planet that's losing natural areas, but for the well-being of people living on it. The study was published yesterday. It looks at not just the guardrails for planetary ecosystems, but for the first time, it includes measures of what it says justice. This story does not say where this study comes from.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to read anymore. If they don't tell me where this study is coming from, I'm not going to...
It doesn't exactly sound peer-reviewed.
No. So I'm going to move on. Hey, it's 6:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I'm involved in a musical production, and we have 3 more shows to do. I'm in
That's
the
right. You got one tonight.
Kiss of the Spider Woman at Roxy's downtown at Douglas and Topeka. And we've already had several great shows. We've already done it 8 times. We got 3 more coming up this weekend, tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night.
Yeah, that'll, you're probably getting pretty good at it.
That'll finish up our run. Yeah, I remember all my lines. And if you want to go see the musical Kiss of the Spider Woman, I play the prison warden. I'm not a good guy. I'll just give you a little bit there.
Yeah.
But if you want to go see that, that'll be at Roxy's downtown tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night. That'll end our run in this show. And we've had some great crowds along the way. We'd love to see you there this weekend. If you want tickets, you can go to roxysdowntown.com or you can call the phone number 265-4400. I'd love to see you there. This is a musical that it won the Tony Award for Best Musical 30 years ago. And it never gets performed here in town. So if you want to see it, this is your chance. It is 6:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's go ahead and see what's going on in the world of sports. And we'll start out with minor league baseball last night. We had 3,500 fans on hand downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Wichita Wind Surge in the win column, knocking off the top team in the league, the Tulsa Drillers, 7-2. Snapping Tulsa's 7-game winning streak, Wichita broke it open with 6 big runs in the bottom of the 3rd inning. That was the biggie. And a lot of that came on one swing of the bat, a grand slam home run from Wichita third baseman Junior Severino, who has 12 home runs on the season now. That's tied for 2nd place in the league, and he's driven in 32 runs as well. All right, so that 6-game series is now even up at 1 game apiece, and they'll play again tonight. It's the Wichita, on Thursday nights, it's the Wichita Turbo Tubs. Turbo Tubs taking on Tulsa, 7:05 tonight, downtown at Riverfront Stadium for some minor league baseball action. Speaking of the Wichita Wind Surge, a guy that was less than a year ago playing for the Surge is now starting in the starting lineup of the Cincinnati Reds, Spencer Steer. And last night, the Reds were in Fenway Park in Boston, taking on the last-place Red Sox. And close game, Spear came up with a big hit for the Red Sox. The action from Bally Sports.
Steer in the air, pummels it to left center. It's a home run over the monster, and the Reds' first lead of the night. Steer's team-leading eighth bomb.
Yeah, he leads the Reds in home runs this season, and that's pretty cool. That gave the Reds a 5-3 lead, and Cincinnati goes on to win in Boston 5-4. The Reds now have defeated Boston in a series for the first time since the 1975 World Series.
Wait a minute. 75?
Now, they haven't played many because interleague play has just started in the last few years. But
right.
Last time Cincinnati won a series from Boston was the 75 World Series, the big Carlton Fisk home run and all that.
Yeah.
Hey, Spencer Steer in the last week has a .483 on-base percentage. The former Wichita Wind Surge player is playing some great baseball right now for the Cincinnati Reds. And the Reds are on a 5-game winning streak right now, playing some good baseball. Let's go over to college softball. Another honor. Expand the trophy case for Shocker shortstop Sidney McKinney. Named first-team All-American this week, now by Division I softball and by the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association. As the honors continue to pile up for Sidney McKinney, who leads the nation this year with a .520 batting average and 103 base hits. Another honor for Sidney McKinney from the Shockers. Let's take a look at one more Major League game and another Wichita Wind Surge player, and that is the Minnesota Twins last night winning in Houston, beating the Astros 8-2. The starting pitcher for the Twins was former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland. He went 7 innings, only gave up 4 singles and 0 runs, the longest outing of his career in the Major Leagues for the 25-year-old. And he was just hammering the strike zone. He went 7 scoreless innings and only had to throw 86 pitches. And he picked up the win. He's now 3-1 on the season. The former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher, Louis Varland, picking up the win last night for the Twins as they won 8-2 at Houston. The Twins have won 4 of their last 7 games. And that's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is 6:21 with Steve and Ted. And we'll be taking a look at traffic and weather update. And there's your clue to a better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Oh.
That's coming up next. KNSS News Time is 6:21.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:29. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, June 1st. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy and 69 degrees this morning. A man who died after the bulldozer he was operating went into a Wichita lake on the northwest side of town has been identified. 52-year-old Mike Unruh of Mound Ridge was on a bulldozer that went into a neighborhood lake in the 2800 block of West Key West Court late Tuesday morning. The bulldozer was located underwater about 35 feet from shore at about noon. Within a half hour, officials found Unruh, but efforts to revive him failed. A 50-year-old hippopotamus at the Sedgwick County Zoo passed away on Tuesday.
Pudgy succumbed to ongoing health issues and declining mobility due to her advanced age. In recent years, keepers and veterinarians at SCZ had been providing specialized geriatric care to keep Pudgy comfortable and ensure she maintained a good quality of life. However, she recently took an obvious downturn, and it became clear that her pain was too difficult to manage. The very tough decision was made to compassionately and humanely euthanize her in order to prevent any suffering. Pudgy was born October 18, 1972, at Houston Zoo and has called Sedgwick County Zoo home since 1973, when she joined hippo Sweetie Pie in the zoo's African Vilt habitat. The two have lived together at SCZ for the past 5 decades. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
At least 3 people have been killed in another Russian bombardment of Kyiv.
An 11-year-old girl and her mother are among the dead after a reported 17 drone and missile attacks damaged apartment buildings, a medical clinic and a water pipeline. It happened, as is now routine in Ukraine's capital, in the early hours of the morning. Attacks have intensified in the last month, and while most missiles are shot down by much improved air defences, the debris can still cause significant harm. President Volodymyr Zelensky is in neighbouring Moldova, where European leaders are meeting at a castle just 12 miles from the Ukrainian border. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Weight loss surgery for youngsters and teenagers becoming more common.
The rate of severe obesity in adolescence is on a steep increase, and many young people are increasingly going under the knife to literally cut the fat. According to new research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics, metabolic and pediatric surgeries among adolescents ages 10 to 19 jumped nearly 20% over a one-year period between 2020 and 2021. This is even as such surgeries for adults went down. An estimated 1 in 5 children under the age of 19 in the U.S. are obese. That's a 17% jump from 2016 and up from the 5% obesity rate in the 1970s. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A revised version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children is set to be debated today before a federal judge who previously ruled the program illegal. 9 states have claimed that they incur hundreds of millions of dollars in health care, education, and other costs when immigrants are allowed to remain in the country illegally. Among the states that sued include Kansas and Nebraska. Some Catholics from across the country are lining up in Missouri to observe the body of a nun who died 4 years ago.
Thousands of visitors flocked to Gower, Missouri to see and touch the body of Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster. The devout nun died 4 years ago at the age of 95. Yet her body, which was not embalmed and buried in a simple wooden coffin, appears to be in an unexpected state of preservation. The Catholic Church officially calls it incorrupt, meaning saved from normal decay. A nun from the order Sister Wilhelmina founded believes
that's just a sign that she was a very, very holy woman, and the Lord blessed her in her life and at death because she was faithful to her vocation.
Sister Wilhelmina's body is now being placed under a glass enclosure. The Catholic Church is not yet calling it a miracle, and it's not yet opened an investigation. Lauren Green, Fox News.
Hundreds of thousands of commemorative Maryland license plates include a website address linking to online gambling in the Philippines.
The plates, designed to commemorate the War of 1812, include a patriotic-sounding web address, but if you go to it, you find yourself at an online casino site based in the Philippines. Red-faced Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration officials say it's not something they endorse. They suspect that when the plates were first issued, it linked to a commemorative site, but that it was grabbed by the online casino when the renewal deadline was missed. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
6:34 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, here on this Thursday morning, the 1st of June. And now let's check and get our weather forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A lot of moisture is being drawn here into Wichita, and that will interact with a weak disturbance sliding our direction. We're already seeing some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms popping up. Those will increase in coverage as we go throughout the day. Breezy with a high 81. A few storms tonight, Tarlo 66. Showers and a few storms again Friday and 84. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy, 68 degrees here on this Thursday morning. We do have scattered showers in some places in the Wichita area. Kind of looks like it's right on the I-135 corridor a little bit. And heavier rain over to the southwest in Kingman County and moving up north into Reno County. And it's also down in Harper County as well, all off to our west. But some scattered showers here in the area as well. You'll see throughout today, tomorrow, today, tonight, and tomorrow in the forecast. It's 6:35 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Dozens of reckless racers have chased a 7-pound wheel of double Gloucester cheese down the near vertical Cooper's Hill near Gloucester in southwestern England. The annual cheese rolling race has been held at Cooper's Hill, about 100 miles west of London. They've been doing this since at least the 1820s.
So have you seen the videos of this?
200 years. Oh, yeah.
It's every year. Great stuff.
The rough and tumble event often comes with safety concerns. Few competitors manage to stay on their feet all the way down the hill. This year, several had to be helped limping from the course. One Canadian contestant won the women's race despite being briefly knocked unconscious. One of the men's winners said the secret to taking part was, quote, just being an idiot.
Yeah.
Chasing the cheese down the hill in Gloucester, England.
I watched a group of Canadians try the same thing on a Canadian hill, only the safety people dictated that they could only have one person do this at a time, so it was a timed event. One of them would roll the cheese down the hill, another one would start and chase after it, and whichever one caught the cheese first was the winner. They didn't do it all in one big group. It wasn't quite the same.
No.
Still very funny, but not nearly the same.
Not quite. Summer is in the air. Cigarette smoke is not in Sweden, in outdoor bars and restaurants. Sweden has the lowest rate of smoking in the European Union, and it is now close to declaring itself smoke-free, which would be defined as having fewer than 5% daily smokers in the population. Some experts give credit to decades of anti-smoking campaigns and legislation. Others point to the prevalence of smokeless tobacco products that are banned elsewhere in the EU, but are marketed in Sweden as an alternative to cigarettes. 5% milestone now within reach. Stats from the Public Health Agency of Sweden show the daily smoking rate about 5.5% of the population last year. The town of Manlius in upstate New York is mourning the loss of Faye, a swan. Stolen from the village pond over the weekend along with her four cygnets.
No.
Baby swans. The babies were recovered, but Mama Swan apparently was eaten. Three teenagers were arrested on charges including grand larceny and criminal mischief in connection with the swan napping. Two of the suspects, 16 and 17, were released to their parents because they're juveniles. The third is 18 years old and awaiting arraignment.
There's a taste like chicken joke in there that's a little too tasteless. I think I'll just avoid it.
Yeah, so the beloved swan babies were rescued, but the mom was apparently eaten by one of the family of the criminals.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yuck.
Yeah, it's 6:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and now it's time to get great information. As always, let's check in and get the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jad. The live cattle and feeder cattle Wednesday had early session two-sided trading, then closed positive for all the cattle contracts. Now, yesterday was also the second straight session of the cattle complex making new all-time record highs. There were about 800 head of cattle moved in Kansas at the price of 171 yesterday. Today is the annual resetting of the daily cattle futures limits, and they are higher than a year ago. Lean hog futures yesterday enjoyed a second straight session of trading and closing positive, with some contracts having their highest trade of the past six or seven sessions. At the close yesterday, August live cattle up a half a dollar at $167.67. August feeder cattle $1.40 higher at $239.17. And July lean hogs up $3.80 at $83.32. Now Wednesday, most of the session suffered more managed money selling, short covering, and margin calls selling. The wheat and soybean futures made new lows for the slide. The wheat, corn, and soybeans were able to close well above the session lows. Now, after yesterday's selling, it was estimated managed money are now short. Let me say that again. Managed money are now net short 130,000 Chicago wheat contracts, 102,000 corn, and 8,000 soybean contracts. Trading overnight has been positive with July Kansas City wheat 12.25 cents higher at 802.75. July corn up 4.75 cents at 598.75. July soybeans up 18.25 cents at $13.18. July crude oil trading 40 cents lower at 67.69. August gold $1.90 higher at $1,984. June S&P 7.5 points higher at 4,198. June dollar index 22 cents lower at $104.02. And the June Dow Jones futures 5 points lower at 32,976. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
It seemed like there was a time not too long ago when corn was really booming here in the state. Are we still a formidable corn place?
Oh, yes, very much so. A lot of irrigated corn out in the western, especially southwestern part of the state. Some very, very highly productive ground in the northeast part of Kansas. Those are your two biggest areas of growing corn, but there's a lot of corn in between there.
Does corn take a special type of soil?
Not necessarily. It does take more rainfall than what like Milo would, but we have seen over the years ground that we would never have thought about putting to corn 20, 25 years ago is now being planted to corn because they have brought about the seed development so much more than what it was years ago that the ability of raising it has gotten where it's not so selective on the soil.
Very good. Thanks. You've once again answered my questions, so well done.
Okay.
Tom, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
That is Tom Leffler, the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, every weekday morning at this time, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We're coming up on 6:42 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Riverfest starts tomorrow. And guess what? I've got buttons to give away. I'm giving away pairs of Riverfest buttons to callers now. If you want Riverfest buttons for free, call me now at 869-1330.
869-1330. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Six with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Would I be better off if I invested my payroll taxes? Coming up with the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. He'll be joining us live in studio shortly. We've given away a few Riverfest buttons, and we'll be giving away more of those as the morning goes on, so stay tuned for your chance to win those. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. After sailing through the House of Representatives on a bipartisan vote, the debt ceiling and budget cuts package now goes to the U.S. Senate.
Two.
Drivers up at the North Junction in Wichita. Good news yesterday, the opening of the ramp from northbound I-135 to southbound I-235. A ribbon-cutting ceremony held yesterday.
One.
Vandals set a fire at Wichita's Ailey Pool early yesterday morning, causing $53,000 in damage. And that pool is shut down for repairs now. 6:47 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. That's three big things.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area looking good. We do have the traffic volumes picking up. So far, I'm not seeing any big problems around that new ramp, I-135 northbound, the new ramp to the southbound I-235 there. So fingers crossed that that's really helping out, but I haven't really seen the traffic back up there yet so far this morning. Things are looking pretty good at the moment. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on the first day of June. Warm and humid this morning. It'll be a breezy day and a high of 81 degrees. Overnight low tonight down to 66. And then tomorrow on Friday, a high of 84 degrees. And we do have chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and tomorrow. Currently in Wichita, we do have a mostly cloudy sky. It is 68 degrees on our way to a high today of 81, and we do have scattered rain in the area right now. 6:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check and remind everyone how the stock market fared yesterday.
Stocks closing in the red on the last day of trading for the month ahead of a vote on the U.S. debt ceiling in Congress. It was a losing month for the Dow, but both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 ended in the green for May. Energy and financials were among the laggards, while healthcare and consumer staples gained. And shares of Advance Auto Parts fell 35% after the car parts retailer delivered disappointing first quarter financial results, cut its dividend, and lowered its full year guidance, saying that the first quarter had been tougher than anticipated. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Merck, and Intel. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 135 points, the NASDAQ down 82, S&P 500 down 26. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Would I be better off if I'd invested my payroll taxes? Well, look who's here to answer questions and...
It's moi.
And handle everything that I throw at you. Well, there he is. It's the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, live in studio. Hello, Don.
Good morning, Ted and Jad. You know, this is it's an age-old discussion. Would I have more money at age 67 if I had all of my Social Security taxes paid to me and my employer, paid by me and my employer, than if I had let the Social Security Administration invest it and determine my income? Well, it's a popular notion that private accounts would provide a higher rate of return than Social Security, and that may be true. The Social Security Trust Fund invests any excess proceeds from payroll taxes into special government securities. They don't pay a lot, but we can't just look at this in a vacuum. There are many variables to consider. It's not as simple as a comparison between the government investments and the average stock market returns. When the SSA invests the payroll taxes, they pay no fees, and they take on minimal risk. When the SSA purchases a 3% bond, they will receive a true 3% return. When you invest, there are fees that may be greater than 1%. You'll need to pay taxes on gains when the assets are sold, and you will be subject to the ups and downs of the stock market. Another factor is sequence risk. What if you were allowed to invest an amount equal to your Social Security payroll taxes, your accounts are chugging along, and you plan to retire in 2009? Well, your investments may have dipped 40%. If you began taking income back then, you're going to start with a much smaller lump sum. Hopefully, your investments will grow faster than the amount you're taking out. Another consideration is others in your family who rely upon your qualifications for Social Security. A spouse who did not have earned income and never qualified for their own benefits can collect one half of the qualified spouse's income. Could you cover the 1.5 times the benefit amount you had if you had invested it yourself? Now, I don't know many who are fond of government-run programs. Social Security is included in that. But Social Security has been there and consistently paid on time since inception. And the last couple of years, they've had some pretty nice raises. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at Sabre Wealth, 267-0600.
Do people like to talk about payroll taxes?
They love it. Any kind of taxes, people love to talk about. No, not at all. It's just think about it. If you had been given that money that you and your employer had set aside mm-hmm. for Social Security, that's the big discussion here. Would you be better off? Would you have more money or not?
And that's always the question. Yeah.
That's always the question.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so. Finding paths to make sure that comes to fruition.
Yeah. So the big fest starts tomorrow.
Riverfest starts tomorrow.
You and Steve are going to be out there tossing eggs at each other or something? What is an egg?
Steve and I are involved in the egg toss on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Are you guys, have you been training?
Absolutely zero training. In fact, we did the egg toss like 20 years ago, and that's the last time we did anything.
You know what? Don't tell anybody. You know, you had a hard-boiled one. And just have it up your sleeve.
Yeah, somebody usually cheats.
Yeah, have it up your sleeve. And then at the very end, just pull out the other one, you know, and then crack it over Steve's head. Huh?
I like this narrative. I like this.
That's a better idea than mine. I was just going to tell him to
wing one sidearm right at Steve's face and go out in the first round, but make it spectacular.
But if you miss him and he ducks or something, then you're going to hit a bystander probably.
Well, that's why you got to pay somebody ahead of time to distract him a little bit.
There you go.
You know, just get him to turn his head for just a second.
Okay.
And bam, splat.
Well, anybody else, Jad? Are you guys all going out to the parade and everything? And
I will not be parading.
Oh man,
I know. Is anybody going to the parade?
I'll be there. This is the first year I'm not marching in it with the Wagon Masters.
We've driven the KNSS vehicle in the parade before.
Yeah, I have.
Not sure we're doing it this year.
Well, we're gonna have the water wagon on the river.
Well, yeah, you've got the
Yeah, so
your
this
sea legs going.
Well, this year I forgot. I didn't know. I had a lapse of consciousness there, and I signed up to drive the boat, to pilot it during the parade. Now, I don't think we're going to have many takers because most people would be up there watching the parade.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll drop by afterwards.
They'll all head perhaps, up.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Did you get that bell shined up?
I did. Oh, I should have brought it in. It's in my truck right now.
Oh man,
it's beautiful. I'm a proud, a Navy guy can't let brass go unpolished.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I did decide to not coat it with something.
Yeah.
So I hope that people don't get their grimy little fingers on it and get grease on it, you know. But there's a nice little tassel thing to pull to ring it,
You don't want any of that Pronto Pup grease on your bell.
No. Although that could protect it.
Well, maybe.
But with it, I'm bringing in a little can of Brasso so that we can polish it daily.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
So.
Well, yeah, we'll get all the excitement started tomorrow. Riverfest underway. Riverfest 2023.
Never ready for it, but when it comes,
once it gets
you
here,
dive in.
Here we go.
Yeah, you hit the ground running.
Going to have a fun week.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Awesome. Thanks for stopping by, Don.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right.
That is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, live every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up, we have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. News, business, weather, traffic, sports. We'll talk about the debt ceiling vote, talk about the North Junction, and lots of good stories are on the way. KNSS News Time is 6:56.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.